Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel live broadcast competition draw. First live on YouTube and then on the podcast version. So we've got lots of people joining us already. I'm going to read out some of the live comments in just a mo. But first of all, thank you so much, everybody, for your support at the ARC 50. I'm going to do a little bit of a live chat about it next week, probably on Wednesday, because Tuesday is my birthday. Maybe around like lunchtime on Wednesday, I should do a little bit of a recap because I just learned so much. I did have a really good day out as well. For anybody who wasn't watching my social media or anything, I basically failed to do the ARC 50 mile route along the Southwest Coast Path in Cornwall. I got to nearly 40 miles and got timed out at Godeverey with about like 15 minutes to go. I really shouldn't have hung around at that checkpoint in St Ives or made a film. And I should have just been fitter as well. So yeah, I think I've got loads of really useful things to tell everybody, anybody who wants to do that race. I could do a really good chat about what would be helpful if you're thinking of doing it, like what I would do differently if I decide to do it another time, and is it harder than Lakeland 50? Easy, yes, definitely. But major congratulations to Sean O'Keefe, Jade Barrett and Christian Poulton, all patrons, all completed it really easily within the 15.5 hour time limit. Absolutely incredible running, guys. I can see that you are actually doing the things that Tim Coach is telling us to do. So I need to take a note out of your books as well. Lots of people saying good effort, etc. Cool, I'll read out all those comments in a mo. But I just want to also do, if you're watching, Sean, Christian and Jade, it would be really cool if any of you are around Wednesday lunchtime to sort of hook up with you and kind of have the chat with you as well. So I can say my experience and you can say yours. So if any of you three want to come on the live chat, then it would be really cool to involve you. I'll contact you individually about that as well. See who wants to come on. Before I read out a load of these chats, I just need to say welcome to some new patrons this month. We had a bit of a bumper influx of patrons this month. So absolutely fantastic to welcome Jacqueline Green, Charlotte with an S Simmons, Chris Vial, Helen Gearing and Tony Tarrant. So thank you so much for signing up, guys. Do look out for a welcome message in Patreon from me. And in there will be a link to join the exclusive Patreon Facebook group, which is very active and very friendly and very welcoming and supportive. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in there if you're on Facebook. And thank you so much to all my loyal patrons too. It's really lovely having you tune in every week to these live broadcasts, especially to the competition. This is my favourite one. So for 2024, I decided to make a little extra reward and incentive to watch live. This month, we've got a new and exciting live-only prize from our exclusive live broadcast and podcast sponsor for this year, NAC Sports Nutrition. So every other month, NAC have said they will give us £25 worth of sports nutrition goodies like these. These are the bars that I ate constantly on the Arc of Attrition 50 and Also, I managed to get down a few of these waffles as well. Absolutely delicious, really kept me going. I am not a great advert for sports nutrition products, but they really were very good. So yes, someone watching live today, if you have posted on the live chat, got a post on the live chat so that I know that you exist, you might win £25 worth of sports nutrition goodies from NAC. On the non-NAC months, because they said they can only do every other month, I'll put a book in. I've got tons of books. I've got a big bag of books down here that I've read and I've been sent. And so I'm going to give two people a book each. So you can choose from the pile. I'll show you the pile next time. I'll show you the pile. So let's read out some comments before we start to do the competition draw for January. Can you believe it's the end of January? Kingsley, amazing effort on the arc. He'll be back in the race and we'll crush it. Oh, he was duck watching most of the weekend. Oh, that's really lovely of you, Kingsley. Yes, I am thinking of doing it again because I'm just thinking, if I hadn't been faffing around with my GoPro, maybe I would have just made it, you know, like unfit as I was. Like I just added like an extra level of like stuff to do. So that wasn't the best plan. My friend said to me, why don't you just like pick up a GoPro at Godevery and film from there if you get there next time? So that is food for thought. So I like that. Paula Holmes says she's looking forward to watching the video from the ARC. I am too. I've sent it to my editor, Marco, in Colombia. And he is going to put his unique take on it. I did a lot of just blethering along to the camera, so I hope he cuts a lot of that out. But hopefully it will be useful for anybody who thinks they might want to give it a go. Certainly I would have benefited from watching someone not do it, first of all, to know what I should have done. Andrea says, well done on the weekend. Those cutoffs are so tight. They really are. But in one sense, it was quite fun to like push myself, because usually I just sort of trot along, heart rates at like 140 beats a minute. I just trot along on these ultras. But my heart rate went up to 180 at one point. It was kind of averaging out at like 160. I was really giving it some welly. And actually, I think I ached sort of less in a weird way from doing that. I don't know what went on there. But yeah, I had less time to sort of focus on, oh, something's hurting, or oh, my foot's in hurting, that kind of thing. I just was like going for it, stressed about the cutoffs, which was a different way to race. Yeah, so that was interesting. Philip says hello to everyone. Amazing effort on the arc. Thank you, Philip. That's really nice of you. Jade is here. Hi, Jade. Jade made it round. Well done. Jade did it in 13 hours something, which is absolutely incredible. And we met just before we all got the buses, or was it at registration? We met prior. That was really nice to meet you. She hopes the journey is going, recovery is going well and the journey back was smooth. Yes, it was. Recovery is going okay. And I'm kind of like redoubling my efforts to be fit, and like I got to lose some weight. I put on like loads of weight over Christmas because my friend made me this giant chocolate cake. So I was having like a slice or two of chocolate cake every day over Christmas, and that has not, that I've put on like 4 kilograms to what I usually am, so I gotta like shift that. But I'm over 40 now, so it's like takes a long time. Anyway, I've done one day of not eating any biscuits or any rubbish, so and this is day two of that, so wish me luck. Let's all keep our fingers crossed. Tadeusz says, great effort, Claire, in tackling a tough race. Onwards and upwards. Ah, thanks, Tadeusz. I did actually really enjoy the fact that that race was tough, like the terrain between the bit that everyone doesn't like, which is between Pendeen and St Ives. So that's from, I don't know, like St Ives is 28 miles in. I don't know where Pendeen is, but that's the 12:30 cutoff. So you're kind of like, I don't know, 15 miles in or something like that. That stretch between Pendeen and St Ives, I really liked it because it was just like boulder hopping. It was muddy. You had to clamber over, like really scramble over some boulders at some point. And that is like my kind of running, because it's not really running. So I did really like that toughness of the race. David Pollard is here as well. Sean O'Keefe is watching. So Sean did it in about 11 hours. Oh my goodness, he must have some kind of engine in there. Well done, Sean. We met as well, so that's fantastic to see you. And congratulations on doing a great race. David says hello. Good afternoon. Hi, David. Lovely to see you. Kingsley says happy birthday for next week. Thank you. I shall be 41. It's a very boring one. Tony says, good afternoon from everyone. Andrea says, happy birthday for Tuesday. Thank you. Maybe I should do the broadcast on the Tuesday. It'd be like a nice, fun little birthday thing. Who knows what Steve has planned? Probably absolutely nothing, knowing him. Rain Man Smith says, great effort on the Arc 50, Claire. Like many others, I was dot watching and willing you on. I know, the thought of everyone dot watching just kept me wanting to move forward. It really did. Like, you know, when I was on that stretch from Pendine to St. Ives, I overtook a fair few people just because I really like technical running. So for other people, it slows them down. For me, it just doesn't slow me down. I don't go particularly fast or anything. I just don't slow. I don't get slower like some other people might. So that's when I can overtake some people. And then there was a road section like straight after the checkpoint through Hale, and like everyone just came running past me. And I was just like, oh. Thank you for willing my dot on. I really did feel those thoughts. The Dunes of Doom did beat me. Yep, you are right. I got lost so many times in those dunes when it really was not a good idea. I didn't have time to be lost. Like, if that had been a road that I just sort of run along, like that Hale section, I possibly would have made it. So there's just so many things conspiring against you on that race. And it's really useful to have a first go at it, I think. Arlene says, thanks so much for the chocolate. Arlene won the chocolate in their last month's prize. I sent it all the way to America and it's arrived very quickly, I thought. Hope you enjoy eating that, Arlene. Severine is here. Hello, Severine. So I have emailed someone for you, Severine. Severine posted in the patrons Facebook group. She would like someone to come onto the channel and chat about perimenopause and running. I've contacted actual Stacey Stims of the book, is it Sims or Stims? I can't remember, of the book Raw, as in R-O-A-R, not R-A-W. Yes, I'm going to see what she says. She's a very busy person, obviously, so maybe we won't get her. If I can't get her, I will get somebody else. Renee's quite busy as well. I will contact her as well, but we'll get somebody on who is a professional to talk about perimenopause in running, just so that we all know what we're talking about. Tony says, happy birthday, thank you. Kingsley says, I think that's from the chocolate cake, perhaps. Jade says, I'm here, but working Wednesday. Oh, that is a shame. That would have been really nice to chat to you on there, Jade. Let's see if Christian or Sean can make it. If not, maybe I'll choose a different day so that somebody can make it. Lisa says, hi. Hi, Lisa, how are you doing? Hope you're okay. Hannah's here. Hello, Hannah, lovely to see you. Sharon says, hey, everyone, at last I can watch a live draw. Oh, amazing. Everybody who's written something, you're in the running to win the Knack Sports Nutrition, okay? So even if you can't make it all the way through the podcast to the end, you can still win because I'm going to choose somebody from this list. Kingsley said it was a shame the 50 mile wasn't on the live stream. Oh, was it not on the live stream? Oh, okay. It's the little sister race, isn't it? Severin says, I can beat the arc timings for sure. She's just back from the physio. There are needles long enough to reach the performance. Oh my goodness. I hope that you are okay, Severin, but I hope that it solves your problem as well so that you can get back to running again. Sharon says, welcome to the club, struggling with HR. Yes. Dave H says, looking forward to the video too. Well done on such a tough route. Thank you so much, Dave. That's very kind of you. Peter says, well done, Claire, and all the patrons on the ARC achievements. Yes, thank you, Peter. Yeah, I was really impressed with the three patrons there. Oh, and I think Jamin Longhurst, I think he was down to do the 100, but I think he had a cold, so I think he couldn't make it in the end. So hope you get well soon as well, Jamin. Should mention you as well. Tony has done loads of filming with a GoPro on the run. You can't help but go more slowly than you would if you were just racing. Thank you, Tony. Yes, somebody understands. Yes, I think I didn't realise, but I should have just not made a film. But then I wouldn't have been there, would I, if I wasn't making the film. So we live and we learn. Maybe I should just hire somebody to pop up at each checkpoint. Maybe I should like get someone to crew me and like take a film of me just coming through each time and then say, and don't stop, Claire. Or maybe they could run with me for like a bit and just be like, hey, how's it going? And I could just talk for a bit and then they could just let me go. That might be a good plan for next time. So it would be nice. I saw somebody with one of them giant medals from the Arc 50 and I thought, well, it would be quite nice to get one of those. So yeah, maybe I'll be back next year. I said never again, but you know, you always say that, don't you? Sean says, thanks. Lloyd says, going for something outside your comfort zone is always much more rewarding. Well done, Claire. I did find the race more interesting than the Lakeland 50, you're right. Jenny DeFries says, well done on the arc. Oh, thank you. Tracy says, hi everyone, fantastic effort, Claire. I was enjoying the dot watching. Oh yes, the dot watching was good, wasn't it? Hannah said, it was a great effort. Glad you enjoyed yourself. Yes, I did. Jenny, such a tough route, looked strong coming through Zena. I loved watching it. Yeah, I did feel strong in the initial parts, but I think I did a bit too much training the week before. I just kind of crammed some training. Then the day before, I decided to go and recce the last bit of the race. So I did 6.5 miles of hills and stuff and Sally's Bottom, that notorious line of steps. And so when I was on the start line, my legs did not feel fresh. They did not feel pingy, you know, like when you haven't run for a while and they're like ping, ping, ping. They were kind of leaden already. So that was another lesson to learn. Lots of lessons learned. And I shall go into this on a deep dive next week with somebody else on the race, hopefully. Hopefully one of the three patrons. Or if anybody else has done it before and just is hiding and not telling me. Severin says, Stacey Sims, brilliant. I bought her Next Level book. Thanks. Yes, if you go on her website, she's got a menopause running coaching session. So that might be a really good one for you to do, Severin. And Hannah says she feels me with a struggle to lose weight. 45 now and resorted to the evil that is MyFitnessPal. Oh, okay, I don't know about that. I will have to have a look. I think is that where you like log all your food and stuff. I just basically, if I cut out like eating crap, then maybe that will be the first step. CJ says, supposed to be on homework duty, but here instead. Congrats on super effort. Ah, thanks, CJ. Good luck with the homework. I hear it's hard these days. Bruce Barnes says, well done on the arc attempt. Onwards and upwards to the next challenge. Oh, there's loads of people chatting today. This is great. I need to do a race every month. Kingsley says, is anyone else thinking of doing one of the arc races after dot watching and watching the live stream? Yeah, is anyone else thinking of doing it? Wouldn't that be great if we could get like a load of us to do it next year, like all stand there on the start line? That would be fantastic. Yeah, and then we could like make a pact, couldn't we, to all lose weight and all do all our training and all do it and not get a cold and not ever lose sleep from toddlers and all that. That would be brilliant. Someone else can film it. Tony wants to do that. Yep. And oh, Sean says he'll crew next year and film. Oh, amazing. Sean, do you want to also come on Wednesday at midday? Are you free to chat about it on the podcast with me? That would be really cool. Thanks, Sean. I will take you up on this offer, so I hope that you mean it. Ben says, well done on the arc. Oh, lots of new people that I don't recognise chatting today, which is great. Ryan Smith, start of the 50 from Minak was on the live stream, but then it was a mixture of 150 runners as they mixed along the route. Give it a few days and you'll be signing up again. I know, it's bad. I swore to myself I would not do a January race again because like it's ridiculous, January in our family. We've got Steve's birthday on the 11th, Finley on the 19th. My sister's on the 26th. The running show is always in January at some point. And then I have this girly weekend away with old work colleagues always in January, but that's moving to February next year. So maybe if I don't celebrate Steve's birthday or my sister's birthday and just go all out on Finley's birthday and the National Running Show, that'll just be three things plus the arc in January. But it's just a bit mad January in our house. Anyway, yes. Oh, there's some great ideas here. Absolutely great ideas. Everybody wants to come to the Arc next year and do a trip down there. Tony says it's his home country, so he's there. Lloyd says he's well up for the Arc. He keeps missing the sign up. Right, okay, we have to find out when the sign up time is. We have to all sign up together. We'll crash the website. Neil Tim said he was dot watching this year and he's going to enter the 50. Brilliant. And today he says we could all bring a GoPro. You could. I've got two, so if I just hand them round, you could swap them around. Sean says he's got to check with work. Oh, there's a caveat there. Peter says everyone wants to win some knack goodness. Oh, is that what it is? Everyone's posting because they want to win some knack stuff. Hannah says she's too slow for the arc, especially on the tricky descents. That's the thing. Some people will be too slow for the arc. It is brutal, those cutoffs. I think if you just went and did the arc route, maybe there could be like some kind of special medal for people who just do the route, you know? Like you could just photocopy the medal and print it out or something. Andrea says she might be a tourist in Cornwall if we all go. We could all do it, couldn't we? We could all make a concerted effort. Anyway, we'll chat more about the arc. The sign-up time from Neil is 1/3/24. So that's the 1st of March 2024. So let's all be vigilant and all sign up. Sean's got to check with work for next Wednesday. Oh, I thought you meant for crewing me on the arc and filming. It's a bit far away, isn't it? Okay, yeah. So see if you're available at midday on Wednesday, the 7th of February, because it would be really cool to do a chat. Oh, Phil wants to go have a go next year. Everybody, let's have a go. Oh, fantastic. Let's make it a Wild Ginger Running trip. We could all wear like Wild Ginger Running t-shirts to do it. It'd be brilliant. Anyway, that is enough about the arc. I am going to chat hopefully with Sean next Wednesday about that. So tune in for that. And we'll all have a bit of a, like a, I can bully.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Be Sean into telling me how he actually finished it, and I can tell you why I failed. So let's recap on the prizes for January. So basically how it works, if you're new here, if you're a patron, you get put automatically into the prize draw to win this month £447 worth of running stuff. So this month we have loads of really cool stuff. We've got a pair of Saw running tights, which I wore on the Arc of Attrition, actually. They're worth £155. They've got high waistband. They're laser cut for comfort. They're really, really lightweight. They're made in a French milled fabric in a Portuguese factory to cut down on carbon emissions for the kind of flying around business. And they've got silicon grippers inside, so they don't slip down. They've got reflective accents. They've got a rear zip pocket, which is big enough for your phone, even this big iPhone, whatever it is nowadays, big one. No center front seam, so no camel foot. Excellent. They dry really quickly. I have been living in them this winter, and I used them on the Arc, and they were excellent. I wouldn't really wear anything else now, so somebody is going to win those this month and be very, very happy. The next prize that we got is the Lakeland Trails race place. So this is a race place worth £52. So these were my first races, the first trail races that I ever did up in the Lake District. They have a massive family atmosphere, bouncy castles, ice cream vans, meal at the end. There's a drumming band to start, and the races go from, I think they go from about 10k, and now they do all the way up to 100k. So there's a whole gamut of races, but most of them are around like the 20k mark, like half marathon-y type affairs. So they're just really good beginner events. They're all way marked and signposted, they're just really, really well organised. So highly recommend those events. And one person will be winning a place on one of these events. You can choose, like they're all throughout the year. You can choose which one you want. So it's really, really doable. Then we have a Light Yourself Up bundle, because it is still quite dark outside, isn't it? We've got a Light Yourself Up bundle from Ultimate Performance. So that's a combination of Justine, the lovely PR lady. She's just going to send you a combination of like a vest, maybe like a vest with the twinkly lights on it. Oh, let's just remove this patron thing and then you can see it better. high-vis stuff, high-vis lights, high-vis little sticker things. It's just a bundle of things to be safe and be seen this winter with Ultimate Performance. And did I mention that to be in with a chance to win, you have to be a patron? So if you're not already a patron, do sign up, patreon.com/wildgingerrunning. Basically, you have to sign up as in pay. I have had lots of people do the free patron. They follow me on Patreon for free. That's not going to get you an entry to the prize, unfortunately. I have to sort of bribe people to help me pay my mortgage. So this is part of the bribery, is to do this competition. So you have to sign up on Patreon to the amount where you have to pay like at least £5 every month. That's the prize. And basically, if you're a patron for about a year, that's what's 5 times 12? 50, no. Oh, I can't work it out. But anyway, you'll probably win pretty much the amount that you put in. And you get access to me, Coach Tim. I will message you with any training questions or queries that you have. I'll give you the answers, or I'll ask Tim. So you've got like a hotline to the best in the business. Not me, Tim, I mean. So anyway, where was I? Okay, so 80 Noir Ultra Chocolate is next. Where is that picture? Here we go. 80 Noir Ultra Chocolate. This is some hot chocolate. You're going to get a load of either the mini bars or the drinking beads. Either way, it's absolutely delicious. It gives me a bit of a euphoric boost. I've had to actually stop eating it because I couldn't sleep because I don't ever have caffeine. So I have to make sure I have it very early in the morning. And don't forget my discount code too, off 80 Noir Ultra. It's 20% off, and the link is in the film description below or the podcast show notes. It isn't there right now. I will put it there in a moment. Then we've got a massively brilliant prize. We've got a Petzl Swift RL, which I wore on the Arc of Attrition. As it got dark, I popped this on my head. It goes up to a massive 1100 lumens on its brightest mode on that reactive lighting setting. It only weighs 100 grams and it's got the reactive lighting, so it automatically varies depending on the surrounding light. So it's the perfect companion for Petzl's Lunar Round Challenge, which is a 40k Lake District run with almost 3,000 meters of ascent that must be completed between sunset and sunrise. So if anybody is deciding to take on the challenge, then do let me know, and let me know if you use the Petzl head torch as well, because that will be ideal. Okay, then the final prize is the live only prize draw, and that is the NAC Nutrition products. Let's just get a picture of it up there. There you go, we've got loads to choose from. You've got bars, you've got pouches, you've got waffles, you've got drink hydration stuff, and you've got, all of those things, recovery products as well. So yes, it's worth £25, and anybody who is watching live and has written their name down, has made a live comment, can win some stuff. So they're sponsoring, NAC are sponsoring all of the live broadcasts and podcasts for 2024, so thank you to NAC. And if you want a 15% discount, that will also be in the film description below momentarily when I finish this broadcast. Okay, let's just check if there's anything that I need to read out with the whole, with people doing live stuff, and then I will then I'll go through the competition. Lots of people want to sign up for the Arc of Attrition. Lloyd wants to sign up to the spine. You're mad, Lloyd, but if anyone can do it, you can do it, Lloyd, so just go for it. There we go. Today she says, what's the minimum running speed for the Arc 50? Basically, 50 miles in 15 and a half hours, but it's weighted towards the beginning. So you've got to run at 4 miles an hour in the beginning, and that's no mean feat over all those rocks and the ups and the downs. Then you've got to run at 3.5 miles an hour to the next one. So 4 miles an hour to Pendeen, and then 3.5 miles an hour to St Ives, and then probably the same to Godevery, and then you can do, I don't know, 3 miles an hour possibly. But yeah, the average, if you take the actual average, that it doesn't stack up like that, because you have to run faster at the beginning, and that is that's tricky. 5 times 12 is 60, Claire. Yeah, maths is not my strong point. Thanks, Neil. And then Rainman Smith says, if you want to practice on the coast path in the summer, he has signed up for Mud Cruise, the Plague 100K race. Oh my goodness. 100K Is it similar cutoffs? I bet it is if it's Mud Crew. On the 3rd of the 8th. What is the 8th? That's July? Yeah, is it August? Oh, it's August, I should know. I got married on the 8th of the 8th, 18. Yep, can't guarantee sunshine. It is Cornwall. Yes, maybe, yeah. Yes, well, it's one to consider. Definitely, 100K. I do like 100K. And Ian just made it in time for the draw. Okay, right. Hi, Ian. Welcome to the broadcast. It's really good to have you here. So, let's do the draw, finally. Oh my goodness, been chatting for 27 minutes. Must speed up the draw. Okay, so the saw run tights. Bing. Use them on the arc. They are going to go to none other than Swedish patron Maria Knutsson, all the way over in Sweden. Congratulations. That is a good win for you over in Sweden. Those will come in really, really useful. Sorry, my chair's making a funny noise. Then the next one, let's do the Petzl Swift head torch next, because it's on the screen there at the left. For the Luna Round Challenge, that this is what you're supposed to be using it on. It is going to go to Rachel Harold. Congratulations, Rachel. You have won this prize. And then the Lakeland Trails prize. Bing. They're my favourite original races. This prize is going to go to none other than Tina Benton. Hurrah! Congratulations, Tina. You'll have to send us some photos of the race. The Light Yourself Up bundle from Up. From UP, Ultimate Performance. It's worth 50 quid. It's going to Colin Bergstrand. Congratulations, Colin. You have wangled yourself a bundle of high-vis stuff. 80 Noir Ultra Chocolate. Bing. Always worth it. It's going to Baz Green. Oh, so has anyone won who's actually listening live? No, they haven't. Oh, I love it when people win when they're listening live, because it just makes me really happy. So this makes me really happy to do the Knack one now, because somebody listening live will win and then we'll hear their reaction and it'll be brilliant. I've just deleted that picture. Let's put that picture back and make it big. There we go. Let's put it over here. Okay. Oh, we've got some other people. Assam Ami says, good luck to all the patrons. The live draw is very tempting bribery. Yes, be bribed. Come on, join. Sally Gilson says, I'm very low. Oh, you're in for it. You're in it, Sally. You are in it. And Dwayne has put a thumbs up there as well. Okay, right. So let's scroll back and wherever the mouse lands, we're going to give a prize of Knack stuff to someone. Wherever the mouse lands, I'm gonna make it go up and down. Let's go. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. It's landed on Severine. There we go. Severine, you have won with your comment at Tony Reeves' trip next year, picked at random. You have won the Knack goodies. Congratulations for watching live and for collecting this amazing prize. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you get back to running soon so that you can use the goodies on a race or something. If not, just eat them. They're nice enough just to eat. So, the podcast is sponsored by Knack Sports Nutrition. They make these long-lasting energy bars, waffles and drinks using high-quality, sustainable ingredients. And I used Knack on my Arc of Attrition 50 this January. So watch out for me trying to shove it into my gob in the film coming soon. And go to uk.knack.com for a 15% discount. I'll put that in the film description below. So do head to that if you want to try it and buy it. They've got a 15% discount off there. Let's see if Severine is still watching. Yay, she's in double marathon training, so this is brilliant. Ah, fantastic. See, this is why I like the live broadcast. You can get instant feedback from someone winning the prize. And next month, we're going to have two books to win live, so definitely tune in then, because you get a choice. I've got all these books here. Let me just show you all these books that I've got, and all of them have to eventually go. So if you want any of these books, listen live next time, and two people are going to win two books. One each, as in two people, two books. So I've got loads of books here for you to win. I'll take you through them next time. Everybody's saying, well done. So today she says, do we get more chances to win the more we post? Yes, basically yes. That means that no, not too much. I just scroll up and down like this, scroll up and down the live comments, and then wherever it stops, wherever the mouse is, that's what wins. So kind of, yeah, the more you do, the more chance you have to win. Yeah, the more I see it on there, the more you're gonna win. So yeah, but don't just post like a load of random stuff just for no reason. We've got to be sensible about these things. Okay, so right, prizes for February. So this is a reason to sign up to me on Patreon, because you could be in for winning these prizes in February. So we have, this is the best prize that we've had for a long time. We've got a Saw windbreaker. So this is worth £170, and it's designed very sleekly and very nice brushed fleecy inner to keep you a wind free. Not in a farty sense, more of a blowing in the wind sense. It's supposed to break the wind. Not your... Oh, no, this is going really badly. Basically... Oh, Severine, stop it. You've already won. Oh, no. Okay, right. I'm changing that. I'm changing it. People are going mad now, and they're just posting and posting and posting. So you only need to do one post per person. That is the rules for next time, okay? So... if you post once, you have just as much chance of winning as someone who posts loads. So, yeah, don't worry about it, guys, because otherwise it's going to lead to madness like this. Cool. Okay, so Lakeland Trails is the next prize in this. Oh, why is that there? Let's put it over here. Here it is. Lakeland Trails race place. Bundle. From Ultimate Performance here again, and then we have 18 Watt Ultra Hot Chocolate again as well. So all those things, it's basically those three things, and then the Saw base, the Saw windbreaker. Not the Knack stuff, sorry. There's Lakeland Trails, Saw windbreaker. Yeah, there's four things. And then there's books. Okay, so I need to put some books up here. I'll just hold them up like this. So we've got stuff like this. Trail and Fell Running. 100,000. I told you I wasn't good with math. 1,001 Running Tips. Southeast Trail Running. Trail and Fell Running in Dartmoor. Loads of really cool stuff like that. Yoga for Runners, etc. So all those things will be up for grabs in the next issue of the prize draw from Wild Ginger Running. You can tell I haven't scripted the end bit, have you? Can't you? So good luck, everybody. Are all the clothes women's fit? Assam, Amy. No, they're not, Issam. They are whatever you are. So whoever wins, see that green picture on the screen right now, there, that's the man's one. My one's orange. But yeah, if you're a man, you win man stuff. If you're a woman, you win women's stuff. So do not fear. You're not going to have to go around in women's clothing. Next live broadcast, we hopefully have Sean O'Keefe and myself talking about the ARC 50 at midday on Wednesday. So tune in for that. Maybe I should make a live prize on every single broadcast. Like, there's always books coming in. That's a good idea. Anyway, it's food for thought. We'll just start with a competition for starters. Jack Scott from the Spine Race, hopefully we're going to have a chat with him at some point. We do need to do a Last Placed and Proud as well. I am trying to get somebody called Emma Young or possibly Louise Young, I can't remember, from the Northern Traverse to come and chat to us. There's a man who's done 365 marathons with his dogs who might come on as well. And there's a lady called Kate Strong from the Green Runners that I met at the National Running Show that I thought might be a good guest as well. And we've got perimenopause stuff coming as well. So I'll keep you posted. And yeah, keep tuning into the live broadcast. Keep following on the podcast. If you want to listen on your runs, the podcast is a really amazing way to digest this information. And we'll have another chat with Tim in February as well. So watch out for another chat with Tim. Maybe he'll want to talk to me about the ARC failure as well. maybe we can do like a 5 top tips for learning from DNFs. Like, that would be good from him. Let me know if there's anything in particular you want Tim to talk about. If you are a patron, you do get a say on this. Cool. Okay, so Andrea says nice prizes. Julie Black says the bribery works. Just joined. Oh, sorry, we have just drawn the knack prize, but join every competition and you could be in with a chance to win something on the live broadcast every month. Every month. Next month it's books. Issam Amy, says whoop whoop to the men's clothing as well as women's clothing. Yes, cool. Okay, right. I think that's everything that we need to know. That's the competition done. Let's just delete all these things off the screen. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm glad the bribery worked and it was really lovely to chat to you all. Thank you so much for all the nice messages about the ARC 50. I will have a serious think about doing it again and let's have a chat with me and Sean next Wednesday. Hope he can get some time off work. If not, Christian, it's all down to you. Cool. Okay. Thank you everybody for watching. I'm now going to turn this into a podcast and I'm going to put those discounts in below the film description and in the podcast show notes. So if you want to buy any NAC products, 15% off and any 18 watt ultra dark chocolate, absolutely delicious, 20% off, then fill your boots. Okay, that's it from me today. Join me next week for more about the ARC. Yay! See you guys.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.